that never get any bigger than say
brain fog. Brain fog.
Okay. And if I was asking about if there is a word for say a real countryfied person who is in the big city, and a word for him. And,
what do they call it? Country hick?
Okay. What about the word Hoosier? Is that used around here?
No, that's
northern.
Isn't that Pennsylvania?
Maybe so.
I'm not sure.
Not in my native language either. Okay, and what do you call this little part of the throat, the little lump right here? You can see.
Yeah, Adam's apple.
Okay, you ever heard it called goozle?
I think I have heard that word.
But you don't use it?
Uh-uh.
Okay. And if somebody looks a bit pale, how would you describe them? Like a child doesn't feel, you wonder if he's feeling well. And I say, well,
you say you look pale. Are you sick?
Okay. And down parts of the body. And what about a person who's particularly robust and healthy looking? How would you say he is very?
Well, robust is the word I think I'd use. Or rugged. Strong as an elephant.
Okay, he's big and
hefty, healthy.
Okay. What about the word stout?
What?
Stout. Do you use stout? No.
But
you mean strong? No.
I don't know that word.
Okay.
How do you spell it?
S-T-O-U-T. Stout. Very stout.
Oh, yeah, stout. Yeah, to be fat.
Okay.
Heavy set. Yeah.
Okay, stout. Would you ever use that in describing an odor, like butter is getting a strange smell? You told me rancid, I think.
Rancid is the word I think.
Okay. If someone is very easy to get along with, what adjective do you use to describe them? Very pleasant and...
agreeable.
Okay. And then?
Congenial.
Okay. And what about a boy, say, when he's in his teens, all arms and legs and elbows and
gangly.
So
gangly.
How's that?
Gangly, G-A-N-G-L-Y.
Okay. And if a person keeps on doing things that just doesn't make any sense at all, you might say, well, he's a plain...
No.
Okay. Anything else? What a...
nuts, all I can think. I'm not very bright this afternoon for some reason.
No, just the words that you may be using. What about calling somebody a fool? Is that a pretty strong thing to say? I mean, say what a nut is just maybe not such an ugly thing to say. What a fool.
That's not as bad as saying what a fool.
Okay. Does that mean... would both of those have to do with being stupid? Silly?
I guess so, yes.
Okay. What about the word common when it's applied to people? If you say that girl is very common, does it mean that she's just a plain everyday person, or does it mean she's not a very nice person?
Well, it has double meaning, and some it depends on who it is you're talking about and what the connections and all. She could be common. That means she's not a
nice person.
And then
in the sense of her morals.
Yes. And then common just means a common stock, just in the middle class, not poverty stricken and not in the high culture.
Okay.
And a lot of these high people with so much money and not all that cultured, you find out. So.
Okay, so really it has two meanings.
Yeah.
Do you use it?
It would with me.
Depending on the rest of the sentence, and it would be understood that way?
Yeah.
Okay.